DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back in as we are halfway through. It is 12 o'clock as we are in, hour number 7? Is that where we are?
Technically, right that is now, where we are.
Right now of the Reggie and Ron Radiothon.
We go to the pen again?
Yeah, we do. We do. Clint is out of here, and we go to the lefty.
No. Are you a lefty?
No.
I was hoping. That it worked
Luke
out that
Morrow
way.
Luke Morrow is in with us. You hear him throughout Sports Radio 610. He's got the next couple of hours with us. And Luke, we appreciate you taking time as you head into the holiday to hang out with us. The people on YouTube and Twitch already see you in action. We always have fun with Luke. But Luke, man, you're jumping in. We need a big 2 hours from you now.
We need a Shea Whitcomb-type performance from you.
Right,
oh, boy.
No,
that means
on.
You're going to have to wait around a little while
a minute.
Before I get going.
That is disgraceful.
What?
I'm not putting Shea Whitcomb
what?
On you.
What?
No,
that's a home
I'm
run hitter,
least,
baby.
No, I'm at least
He's
giving you.
He's back in the lineup
you're,
today.
No, you're at least Mauricio Dubon. I am Ooh. Not going Shea. Are you kidding me? Four errors, Shea? What
the, do they have? Hey, did they have it yesterday? Did four errors happen yesterday?
They got him in the field again. Uh-oh.
Whoa, hey.
Oh, shoot.
Okay, all right.
Oh, shoot.
Let's it's hour, that DH, hour number man. 7 starting, and all of a sudden you out
him,
here
man,
toeing
down,
the line,
man.
Huh?
Let him, man. I didn't even say it, Figgy.
I can't trust you, man.
You can't too trust
nah,
me.
Nah, man. Salute to Lance McCullers, man. He got the best of you, man, on these airwaves.
That was just that one time, man. One time in 5 years, maybe two times in 5 years. I can't drop one real quick. But no, the lineup is out right now. Paredes is leading off as normal.
At least as normal as it's been once you've had to deal with the many injuries that you have had to deal with, including Pena with the ribs.
Center fielder extraordinaire Jake Myers is hitting second. Altuve's the DH today with Cam Smith, who all of a sudden becomes a cleanup hitter, is hitting fourth. Christian Walker, look out now. That's 5 hits in the last 2 games. Now look out for Christian. Here comes Christian Walker. Got it all the way up to 223 now. Let's go. Caratini is catching today, so why not? Hummel, Whitcomb, they're in the lineup. O'Shea, after he hit his home run yesterday, he's at second base today, so good luck. Last time he was in the field with the Astros, he had 4 errors at third base.
Wait, I didn't realize. Shea Whitcomb is, you said, at second?
He's at second base today. Yep, with Dubon playing short.
Man, shout out to Joe Espada, and far be it from me to question him at this point the way that he's managed this team through all sorts of trials and tribulations. I did not realize Shea Whitcomb had middle infield in him.
Listen, Joe and Dana, they're just saying to hell with it, man. Let's just try stuff here. It's all working.
What's the worst middle infield in this game today?
When you add, like, you mean in the larger game all the way across baseball or just this?
No,
particular?
Today's matchup. Rockies Astros. Who has the worst middle infield?
I don't have Rockies in middle infielders.
You can't call that up. You couldn't even give me a guess. Nah, you know what? My first guess would be Troy Tulowitzki.
Is McMahon still over there? Is he playing second base?
I don't think so.
Hell, I would guess somebody that's currently on the Astros before I guess correctly the Rockies. I'd be like, Brendan Rodgers played there, didn't he?
Yeah, right.
I've been there. Old
Aaron Miles and Troy Tulowitzki.
Yeah, there it is. That feels more like it. Now, yeah, it's interesting, man. No, but for real, man, why not here, man? Throw Hummel in there, Whitcomb in the lineup all together, Caratini, whatever. Lead off Paredes. It doesn't matter. They're gonna find a way to win. But it seems like it. It just none of it makes sense, but they're gonna find a way to win. It's just it is just wild to see. And old Walter gets the ball. I'm sure he'll throw a shutout or something.
Oh, I forget. Wickham's playing second in part because Guillorme ended up injured again,
yeah.
Didn't he?
Yeah.
Gosh, it's so many injuries, I can't even keep up with them. And yet and still, they are winning baseball games. I said earlier today, the third best record, and I guess that was just kind of a vestige from a week ago where I just kind of said that. It's second best record by a good stretch. Like, they got a 4-game lead on the Blue Jays who have the third best record. Like, they are just a game and a half behind the Tigers for the best record in baseball, as they are a walking mash unit that is still mashing the baseball.
They just had their best June in franchise history. It was their fifth best record for a month in any month of a season in franchise history. It really is absurd what they're doing, even if it's against the Rockies this week. Obviously, it's not always the Rockies. It's been crazy the way they've been able to not only stay afloat, but flourish.
Yeah, it's nuts. I still feel, though, the dark cloud of what is going on with Yordan Alvarez is still the big question. And I know it's been a great day here in Houston, and we hope that it continues. But how many of you are scared to death that he may not play again this year? I think it is on the table. I am not calling for it. I'm not saying it's likely. We don't know. I'm just saying I think it's on the table that it could happen, because right now, if rest and taking time off didn't work, I'd be damned. Like, what's the next step? What is the next step? So I think it has really changed a bit of my thought on what's going on here, because I'm going to tell you this, Luke. If he's out, I'm out on the Astros' chances at winning it all. If he's out. Like, I understand there's some things that could happen, but if he's out, I'm out on their chances of winning it all. That's always been the thing of, you know, he's coming back. You know he's coming back. This is the first time where I'm like, yo, I wonder, is he actually going to come back?
Yeah, Dana Brown didn't rule out surgery as a possibility if things don't get better. And if that happens, obviously you'd have to assume it's the rest of the season. I wouldn't expect him back until the earliest at this point, I would say, is September, and not till at least mid-September. You hope to get him back for the playoffs. But I'm with you. We got into this yesterday when I was in with Reggie, but similar idea that if he's not available for the playoffs, it would be hard to see the Astros being able to go and win the American League, because you need a bat like that in the play. Like, it's great to have Shea in the lineup now and Hummel and all these guys in July, but when you actually face like the best pitching staffs in baseball, and they're throwing guys out of the bullpen, and you know, the fourth starter's coming out of the bullpen in the fifth inning and everything, it gets a lot more difficult. And the Astros right now are below league average in runs scored. It's not like they have a top 10 lineup without Yordan. They still need him. They need Peña back. So if they don't have those guys, as I said yesterday, you could get through the summer, you could get through the regular season, but things change in the playoffs. And when you don't have your best bat in the playoffs, yeah, it would be hard to expect that they could go win the American League or go win the World Series without a guy like that in the middle of the lineup. It changes everything. It happened to the Yankees a couple years ago when you took Aaron Judge out. It was a completely different lineup, and it's been the same without Yordan right now.
I do have to clear something up. I'm saying I didn't realize Shea Whitcomb had middle infield in him. Apparently that's where he was drafted. The Astros' willingness to play guys in all sorts of places, I guess, mixed me up in that space. Best position, according to our guy PC, Patrick Creighton, who'll be joining.
You didn't have to know that.
You sure?
You didn't have to know where you didn't. You'd have to know Shea had second base experience.
I think he's played everywhere except catcher and center fielder. So they've moved him around.
That's which I mean I understand the versatility and the flexibility that the Astros utilize that for. Yeah, mix me up. But I think I'm largely in the same place with you when it comes to Yordan because of postseason baseball. I think we were talking about that, Luke. Right? The idea of I have fully leaned into what I'm calling the mysticism of whatever they're doing, right? Whatever magic, whatever, you know, enchantments, whatever they are doing in order to get themselves to this place, which obviously it's probably not that. It's probably just like they're, you know, managing to, you know, withstand this. That works in regular season baseball. I think postseason baseball is just a different level, and you need to have a more aggressive lineup or a more threatening lineup in addition to what I think is obviously incredible pitching, right? You know that you're going to be able to, and knock on wood, you know, barring injuries, throw out there Hunter Brown, who is a Cy Young candidate, and Framber Valdez, who has only been the best version of himself and very rarely the worst version of himself this year. And then one of Lance McCullers Jr., if he's pitching on his top, Spencer Arrigetti, if he makes it back in his pitch. I mean, maybe France, maybe Arrigetti, or maybe some one of these guys that make Christian Javier, maybe one of these guys makes it back that gives you another solid third starter, or even is it possibly one of these guys that I'm lovingly referring to as a quad A guy, like one of these guys coming in and also giving you a solid start. But I mean, postseason baseball is such that it's so little, it's such a small margin for error, and I would much rather you have
you're seeing the best pitching,
yes,
and not just the best pitching, but game planned specifically for certain batters, and they will work themselves around guys that they don't want to face. And when you have him in that lineup, like someone just texted in, but show they are where they are without him. Yeah, that's different than June 27th against whoever the hell they were playing, than October against the Tigers, right? Like you lose a game and you know, you got some potential issues. So I think it's very different. You look at, guys, you have watched the Houston Astros either win championships or have teams you thought should win championships. You know what a lineup looks like. You know the potential of the lineup when he's out of it and the way Christian Walker is swinging the bat ain't it. And you have now you're talking about potential miracles happening. So that's to me is hugely important. I hope to God he doesn't have to have surgery. I have said it. I think he is the best, to me, pure hitter in the game. And I want to be able to watch him, especially with this team they have. But if because if they don't have him, Mullins from Baltimore ain't gonna do it. There ain't nobody on the market that they can go run and get to replace what he is.
Well, I mean, I feel you on that. And apparently there is a Yordan Alvarez update shared by the Astros.
Uh-oh.
Would you like me to...
Is this breaking news worthy?
I have not been able to read it. It is a pretty good scroll, as you know, they are wont to
Uh-oh.
Do, which I appreciate always for a level of transparency. But I will bring you into a segment that I like to call reading. Here we go.
Okay.
Yordan Alvarez and the Astros received some encouraging news from a hand specialist that examined Alvarez's sore right hand on Wednesday. As part of the examination, additional imaging was done on his right hand, which revealed that the main cause of his current pain is due to inflammation.
Okay.
The specialist also indicated that at this point in the recovery process, the small fracture that had been sustained is now a non-factor in the discomfort that Alvarez is currently experiencing. As a result of the examination, Alvarez received 2 injections in his hand on Wednesday and will refrain from any activity involving his hand in the upcoming days. This was not the first time that Alvarez had received injections in his hand while on the IL. The specialist also reviewed the multiple sets of imaging that had been done previously on Alvarez's hand and concurred with the findings of the Astros medical staff and other hand specialists.
Oh, I bet he did.
The specialist also determined that the imaging done on Wednesday revealed that Alvarez's hand had made noticeable progress when compared to imaging done over the past several weeks. Prior to Wednesday's MRI, the most recent imaging on Alvarez's hand had indicated that the inflammation had been reduced. Alvarez began to ramp up his baseball activities last week and was able to take batting practice on the field on Saturday, with positive results. However, Tuesday morning, Alvarez reported to the Astros medical staff that the pain in his hand had returned, which resulted in the visit to the additional hand specialist.
Mm.
That's all you got, huh? It's just like, all right.
Well, yeah, it's hard. It's hard to, as they say, actions speak louder. Like you don't have to listen to the words when you can see the action. So it's hard to take anything that they say at face value or a true timeline. But what? So no fracture, or the fracture is not the problem anymore?
And supposedly it's just inflammation? That is a non-factor.
We're back to inflammation.
Yeah. We are back to this simply being inflammation, and I guess that level of discomfort. And he receives shots in his hand he had previously, which I imagine means for the time period now, he will not do any activity. But then very soon we will be hearing about him swinging a bat again. That's what it feels like from this particular news.
Yeah, it sounds like good news, as the 832 says, but it's just weird that it's going to be like at least 3 months just because of inflammation in the hand. It's just hard to trust that he's
two going. Setbacks and two shutdowns.
Yeah, right. Because of
two setbacks and two shutdowns.
Inflammation. It just seems.
Listen.
This is independent. This is another hand specialist.
Okay.
This is a third opinion, I think, right, at this point, if I'm counting right.
Yep.
Clearly, it's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Last time they said it was inflammation. Then they said, 60% break. Shut him down.
It's an abusive relationship. I heard you guys compare it to like Charlie Brown earlier. You know, you talk yourself into thinking like this time it's going to be different.
Y'all see them covering their ass multiple times in this too? That person also looked at the previous.
And it looked exactly the same.
And he declared that he saw the same thing that our guy saw. He also took a look at the Kyle Tucker imaging from last year and saw the same things that we saw on the fracture, but wasn't fractured, bone bruise on his shin. All right. Hey, man. Jim, I'll be flipping over tables around here, man. We got to get this thing right. I hope this means everything that they're saying. I do not trust them. But I will say this. You can trust that 100% of your donations will go to...
Brought it back home.
It will go
not 60%.
Not even 80.
Not even.
And we won't go back down to shutting you down. You can be assured that 100% of your donations will go to the Houston Food Bank, who we are hoping to raise money for. By the way, text SportsRadio 610-271-777. Sports Radio 610-271-77 as we look to try to raise money to help out the Houston Food.
Real quick before we go, currently where we are, we're sitting at $11,500. That is $11,500 in cash donations. And, of course, that is where we're at. Of course, I want to shout out a few people. Don Gaddy, Tim Herning, Tom Brosig, Aaron Rabel. Shout out to our guy Aaron. Shout out to Dina Hess. The Sterner family, of course, Clint made sure to let us know that he was going to do that. Greg Foster also in there. But I also want to circle back around to this. There's a young woman, a young girl of 6 years of age, if memory serves me correctly, who donated $6.10. She says she didn't have a lot to do, but she wanted to make sure she got in on the situation.
Bit.
And Dakota, I want to let you know that $6.10, it seems like it's a small amount. But for every dollar that you donate to the Houston Food Bank, they managed to get 3 meals out of that. So that's 18 meals that just a young girl in the city of Houston was able to provide back to her fellow Houstonians. So thank you to Dakota. Thank you to all of you as you continue to support fellow Houstonians.
Please, let's continue to do this as we are still rolling till 6 o'clock. Remember, let's also drive for these dinners. Awesome, awesome potential moments for you to have some access with all the shows here, some stories to be told that are good for on the air and off the air.
That's right.
It'll be a good time, so come hang out with us. You can bid on those. We'll give you more information as we continue here, but you can still donate. Let's do that. You can call in 713-572-4610. Figgy will take care of you on those if you want to try to get on the auction bid for the dinners. Again, Sports Radio 610-271-777 as we continue with the Reggie and Ron Radiothon right here on Sports Radio 610.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A special Lunchtime Confessions here as the Reggie and Ron Radiothon continues.
I had never done this before.
To roll on. It's a very simple process is that what we'll do is, you know, you just give a confession. Sports. Sometimes it's about anything else. So you can do that. Get involved on the text line, 713-572-4610, where I will say, I know that there's been some people having a little struggles figuring out exactly how to get the donation. One thing I'm trying to do, I've been trying to make sure I'm working the text line as much as I can. I have the link. So if you're having too much trouble trying to figure out how to get the, you know, send Sports Radio 610 to the number 71777, if that's not working quite for you, just text the text line. I'll send you the link. Because ultimately, the big thing is we want to keep raising for the money for the Houston Food Bank. We want to do, we want to come strong as a Sports Radio 610 family and show Houston and the food bank that we support the endeavors that they have going on there. So I did want to start there by saying that. And also shouting out, because we did need to shout out Painter Pendergast, man. They have the high bid currently on all of the dinners. And the high bid is $1,500, $1,500 for an opportunity to sit down with Seth Payne, original Texan Seth Payne, I feel like I should say that, and Sean Pendergast at Churrasco's. That's going to be an incredible dinner. And look, all it takes is beating out the $1,500 bid that's happening there for you to now be the person.
You ought to be ashamed of
you. You and a friend. That's Osita. That's off. We'll address that later. Now I need to get to my confession. I was incredibly disappointed, friends, in something that happened in Atlanta, Georgia this weekend, or at least the greater Atlanta, Georgia area, because they'd have moved that stadium out to the suburbs. But the Atlanta Braves, a team that has been disappointing in their own right this year, even though they had been a pretty good team in the NL of last year, few years, they have a thing that they do in the stadium, one of the in-stadium entertainment things, which is called Beat the Freeze. Where they have
a young lady went off
a former sprinter in this kind of situation get up as the freeze, where, you know, they give some fan an opportunity to get out with the head start and then he just hawk them down. And it's been fun watching that happen. There's been a new freeze of late, and this person is not the same, because a young woman who apparently is a police officer in Georgia, She dusted that dude.
Oh, I saw her.
You saw
it? But did she turn it on? I feel like she was jogging it out a little bit and then just turned it on. Like I was like, was that a track star? So she was a police officer? I didn't catch the background of her, but I saw her. It wasn't even close.
Yeah, apparently her name is Amira Harris. Or sorry, Hardy Dozier. I don't know where I got Harris for. Amira Hardy Dozier. She is a police officer in a Cobb County, apparently, and she's a detective. So I wouldn't have imagined immediately that, oh man, she'd be out here running.
On the run.
But yes. She did run track in high school. But hey man, I feel like this is not fun if you don't have a like, I understand it's good to have people win, but I kind of was here to watch just somebody hawk somebody down, and just watching the dude who's supposed to be really fast not just lose but get smoked.
Well, I think you might have to shut it down if he starts losing too much.
Yes.
Yeah, if he starts losing too much, you got to shut it down. Yeah, it was. I didn't know it was a new freeze, because that old gentleman, boy, he was cold blooded.
I mean, just absolute dudes would start, and you could see like just a dude with the backward hat thinking I'm fast, and he'd be out there just, you know, churning, and all of a sudden here comes this flash of a blur that passes him
and he would
2/3 of the way after you getting a head start. Like, that's funny to me. That's fun to me, entertainment wise. Seeing a dude who's supposed to get fast just get beat, not as fun.
I have a confession. I want to buy and get me a WNBA jersey, but I feel like people would judge me. That has been the thing that has stopped me.
It depends what jersey. What jersey?
I want to get a couple. Really three. I want to get Asia
Wilson.
I want to get Angel, and I want to get Caitlin. I'm a fan of all three. I want to get those jerseys. I don't like Sabrina. I want to get those jerseys. But I feel like,
what's wrong with Sabrina?
Yeah, I'm interested in. Yeah. I mean, there's reasons to maybe not like a particular player.
She seems she likable.
I sports hate Sabrina Ionescu.
I don't disagree. Actually, yeah, I just am interested in why.
I don't know. Something about, like, I felt like she got a little bit more credit than she should have last year, and I think
correct.
I think Breonna Stewart was, and other pieces. I mean, she was like what, 2 for. It felt like 18 in that,
and she got
final game.
She got the final interview.
She got the final interview because she banked some bull jive in. I don't mess with her, but I do. Like right now, text in, hi, Ron, you're a wuss. You know, and usually I don't really care that much, and I may just go ahead and do it, but I just want to confess that has what stopped me. That has what has stopped me.
Is it specifically because of the WNBA? Because I would imagine that your typical hangup would be not the WNBA specifically, just wearing a basketball jersey in general.
Oh, no, I'm a jersey. I'm good. I'm a jersey wearer.
Well, then I don't see jerseys.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm going to get over it. This is confession, right?
That is fair.
I'm just trying to confess.
But like, we didn't say we listen and we don't judge. Judgment happens over here.
It will be some, what is this guy doing? It will also be some, okay, dog, I see you. Okay.
Yeah.
You wear the jerseys out?
Yeah, I'd wear them out.
You wear anything under the jersey?
Usually I do, but apparently at this dinner that I got to go to, I don't. I got to go guns out. But yeah. Text line coming in. People will always judge. Live your life. I am not a big person. I really don't give a damn for some reason. I'll be honest. That's been a hang up on me.
See, now this is going to be an issue, though, I imagine.
I want to wear my Caitlin Clark daughter shirt with my daughter. She has a jersey, too.
That'd be real cute. I like that. But here's the tough part, right? Especially outside of that particular context. You can't wear two of those jerseys by themselves without, like, you feeling like you're projecting a certain message outwards. Whatever the message is. Like, you wear an Angel Wilson jersey, people are just like, oh, you like the WNBA. You wearing an Angel Reese jersey or a Caitlin Clark jersey, it feels like you're making a statement on which side you want to be on.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
On this rift.
I want to be on both sides.
I know, so you got to wear like the half jersey. You have a or you got to have both of them at the same time.
Between them.
Get a split jersey.
I'm not saying you have to.
I love Caitlyn.
I'm not saying you have to. I'm just saying it's going to appear as if you made a selection.
It's true. Yeah, like the old, what was it, Brady Quinn, AJ Hawk, or Bobby Carpenter split jersey? That's what you got to do.
I've never run into anybody who loves Caitlin Clark the way Osita does. It is uncomfortable. I am.
If you're going to talk, you might as well talk to the microphone.
I just saw him. It's uncomfortable.
Oh, see, you can't just be talking in a room and not into a microphone.
He just refers to her as baby girl. It's really one of the
baby
real
girl.
Oh, so you brought Drake in here as well?
He does. Okay. Yeah, he does. Yeah, I've never seen it. But I do. I am. You know what? Damn it, I'm going to go do it.
All right.
I'm going to give you one of them fire fever red ones.
I kind of want to get a jersey, too.
Come on, man. Who you want to get? It better not be Sabrina.
No, nah, it's actually somebody that's not even on they level, for real. So I'm a big DeJounte Carrington fan.
Yeah.
So I kind of want to get a DeJounte Carrington
you
fan.
You get that one a lot.
We go back to Baylor. I was watching her during when she was playing that
he
Baylor.
He identified the talent very early. He was like, that one there.
I never forget when I first seen her. I was at Top Golf waiting to get a little bay. And I'm like, who is this girl? I'm like, who is this girl with the long hair and the long nails balling out, putting buckets on people? And it was this girl named DeJounte Carrington. So I rolled with her since.
I tell you what, text line rolled through, Ron, just by address and call it a day. Come on out.
That's
you know
a
what?
Lot.
That makes me even more push to go get the jersey. And I would just like to take this time.
That's why people don't live their life.
To you and to say to you, your mama.
Why does that work so well? I must be a child because I hear your mama and I laugh. I guess the child of a very, very particular era.
Your mama? That's my confession.
I'll give you a confession. I'll spare Red Panda, but...
Damn, man, we lost Red Panda.
She's not dead.
She was... No, it's... Like, she has to quit now. It's over.
No.
You have to quit.
We still
when
love Red Panda.
When you go down and you break a wrist, she has to quit. She's retired. When you fall, you retire.
Fine.
I disagree.
She still make money in this league.
It's fine with me. My confession is...
Was that Red Panda slander in there?
That's not unbelievable. Just calling it what it is.
Yeah. I'd rather be, who's it, Jonte Porter, who got banned from the NBA, than Marcus Smart. Both were investigated for gambling. Porter was found guilty and kicked out of the NBA, and they found Marcus Smart. No, he wasn't gambling. He's just really bad.
The anomalies in his game are just he stinks.
I'd rather be found guilty and kicked out of the league so I have an excuse for my poor play than just like, no, we thought he was gambling based off of the tape, but no, actually, that's just him.
They did that to Terry Rozier, too. He got investigated, and they just said, no, man, Terry, you just bad.
You know what that remind me of? When somebody have a hot take on Twitter and somebody say, because the thing is, whenever somebody have a blue check, people say, oh, you just doing this for to get the views and the likes so you could get paid. You know, blue check mark guy. But when they don't have a blue check mark, they be like, oh, you just being stupid for free. You just out here being dumb for free. You just tweeting stupid stuff for free. I ain't even trying to get paid.
I have a strong sports hate for Marcus Smart. I mean, ever since his the
with the green hair?
Nah, I mean, first off, he has been
like, get you an adult haircut. I sound like somebody's daddy.
He has been one of the greatest floppers. You think LeBron flops. He's been one of the greatest floppers since he was at Oklahoma State. And I wanted to drive a car. It hit him when he did that backflip. When he did that backflip in the middle of Allen Fieldhouse when they beat Kansas, I wanted to drive a car and run his ass right over. That pissed me smooth off.
That was Oklahoma State.
Yeah. He beat the Wiggins and Joel Embiid team at Kansas and did a backflip right on the bird. That pissed me smooth off. I've just never been a Marcus Smart fan. I apologize.
It really leapt out of you there.
It has. Sabrina and Marcus. It's a sports hate thing. I don't normal hate them.
I do want
a sports hate.
I feel like we should probe that area a little bit more sports hate, seeing where you're at. But maybe
let's do it. 713-572-4610. Text in your sports hate. Who do you sports hate? Those of you on the text line as well. Not regular hate. Some of y'all can't text in Angel Reese because you just regularly hate Angel Reese. Some of you can't text in Caitlin Clark because you regularly just hate Caitlin Clark. They do. I'm sorry, you'll see that they do. I know it's baby girl. They do. Also, while you're doing the sports hate thing, I'd like for you to also to think about this. Please text in Sports Radio 610-271-777 as we continue to try to help the Houston Food Bank. And you all have done an amazing job up to this point as we are getting close to the new $15,000 goal. Please text in. Also, make sure you call in 713-572-4610 as you can bid on these dinners as we are up near... We're closing in on 12,000 on total donations, and then obviously almost another $5,000 when it comes to the auditions. We're trying to get past the 20,000 mark. Please help us with that as we continue right now and right here live as the Reggie and Ron Radiothon rolls through. Trying to mix in a little lunch in here.
It is lunchtime.
It is lunchtime.
We made it to lunchtime, ain't that? Look at God.
Man. Look at God, man. That's man. Right. But, no, we did. We did. We got until 6 p.m., so we started here at 6 a.m., and it is a 12-hour radiothon. I was
y'all halfway through.
That's right, more than half, baby. I was ambitious to go for 24. Reggie repeatedly put his foot down.
He said, hold on a minute, player.
I'm going to tell you right now, I can't do. Reggie even short. I can maybe do 18, but I can't do 24.
I know myself, and I'm telling you, this. Once we get done with this 12, I'll feel better about maybe possibility doing 18. 24 is not going to happen.
I don't
not
think
never.
He believes in himself.
Not never. I don't believe in myself. What you think that's going to make me acquiesce?
I believe in you.
You shouldn't.
Y'all
you didn't
go
expect
out,
that, did you?
Them 1 o'clock, the 1 o'clock hours might be a little dicey, but I believe it.
Y'all should go out and kick it after this.
Nah, hell no.
I got a flight to catch.
I got a bed to catch. I ended my show at 6 o'clock last night. it's been a great turnout, and it can continue, guys. Again, What we want to do here, I want to let you all know, and Reggie will give you more information on this, as we do have these auction items to bid on. We want you all to kind of help us. There are some really, really cool potential moments you get to have with some of your favorite Sports Radio 610 personalities. I'll let Reggie let you know about that. Just want to update here again, guys. We are nearing the 12,000 mark on our donations. We want to continue to push you to text to Sports Radio 610 to 71777. As you all have done an amazing job. They had a goal of 3,000 when we started. We knocked that out in the first 2 hours, and now they have now changed the goal on multiple occasions, and I think very surprised at it. And to be honest with you, as we are, I had said I would wear this Houston Texans jersey, in which multiple people for over 5 years have tried to get me, including my boss multiple times. And I said, once we hit 10,000, I would do it. I thought I would be able to make it to lunch, but like 10:15, we hit 10,000. So that's why I'm wearing this this jersey. But we want to continue to, one, thank you guys for all you have done, and hopefully continue to push this on as we roll through 6 o'clock. But what's the latest here, and what the people will be getting with our auction
items? We're holding steady on these auction items. I'm going to highlight a couple of deals that we have going on, that, in my opinion. So obviously, we're trying to raise money, and we have an opportunity for experiences for you to hang out with some of the guys of Sports Radio 610 in pretty cool settings. So for Area 45, the nighttime show here on Sports Radio 610, Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, Chris Santiago is on the ones and twos for him. You and a guest have an opportunity to hang out with them for a dinner at Christian's Tailgate or hang out, what have you. Currently, the top bid is $300. So for the low price, what, $350? You might be able to sneak in at $325.
That's a steal right there, man.
You can unseat them.
Might as well grab that $350.
Get you a good meal, hang out with them, get some insight, get some great baseball talk, especially if you're a baseball guy. I would not want to talk baseball with anybody on the station more, sorry, Luke, than Patrick Creighton and Sean Bazzani. So I think that is a huge deal if you can get in there, and appreciation to Christian's Tailgate for helping us navigate that. And then this one that actually came in midway through the day is really the coolest thing, and I feel like I've not talked about it nearly enough, so I want to. Cormier's Kitchen put together a Figgy and B. Scott centered.
That's a great restaurant too, man.
Is it really?
I've been there a few times. Really good.
I mean, I expect nothing less. And so great food is what you're talking about. But on top of it, I'm telling you, look, we got a little insight into what the secret is. It's a good secret. It's a good secret, especially for the price. So what's happening is you have the dinner, you and three friends. So it's not just you and one. Mm. Four people will join Figgy and B. Scott for a meal, a dinner. And then on top of that, you'll get a signed and framed Yordan Alvarez jersey, plus a special extra experience for you and three friends next week. It is an event, I can tell you that, and you'll want to be there because that event has been it's kind of a repeating event over the entirety of a certain season of the year, and it's been good results in that space. Those are the things that I'll tell you without stepping too far. So appreciate that, and I do want to thank, again, the people who have been donating. I've been saying all day long, I'll shout people out when I can. Much appreciation to Martin Lux, to Tandy Ingro, and Skip Parsitim.
Shout out to Tandy, baby. I see you, Tandy.
And Skip Parsitim, who I have to address particularly because I said earlier in the day that if you donate $50 and then send the proof of it, tweet it to me, send it to Instagram, send it in my email.
You wanted them to do what to you? Squeed it to you? Is that what
you can tweet it to me.
Oh, got you.
Right. Send it on Instagram, DM me or what have
you. I'm jumping in now. He's been doing it to me.
Email it. If I can give it, I'll be able to take it. All right, buddy. you can have whatever message that you want me to say.
Say, whoa, bro.
As long as it's FCC viable, I will say it. And so with that being the case, Skip Parsitim said that he wants me to make sure that I say, Pippen played all the games. He'll understand.
Do that again.
All right, here we go.
Pippen played all the games.
Look,
I don't know if it's because I've been up since 4.
It probably is. It probably is.
I don't know what. But in the words of Steve Harvey, man, that done it for me. I don't know about you, Luke. I know I might be laughing at myself. But damn it, that done it for me.
All right.
I don't even know what he said.
I don't.
But that was it right there. Do that.
How can you go back to being serious after that?
I don't know.
I don't know,
but
man.
What you can do is go back and text Sports Radio 610 to 71777 to donate and be a part of this. Some of the these coming in, Luke, I really want to hear some of Luke's sports hates.
Like yes.
The people you sports hate. Because Luke, yes. Luke just hates people that everyone loves.
Supreme hater.
The Scott Hansen take, I had to go home. I had to go and sit in the parking lot for a little bit and really address that with myself. Who hates Scott Hansen?
I did that
just for you, Biggie.
Yeah.
And Reggie. Well, y'all some nervous Nellies, man. Calm down.
It's a producer. It's the producer mentality. Yeah. As soon as you hear it, you got to be in there.
Here's some real quick from the people. Dirk, F the Mavs.
Ooh.
Juan Soto. How old is he? Is a lot of people texting in. Pujols, Tom Brady, John Stockton, F them.
Oh, yeah. Utah Jazz, man.
Sports hate LeBron. LeBron's another one where is that your sports hate? Or is there something else sliding into there?
I think some people might sports hate.
I think there's some sports hate, but I think there could be some. There's some extra like Angel and Caitlin with him. Justin Herbert, sports hate.
That's a good sports hate.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm, T.Y. Hilton, I can definitely understand and see that. I also sports hate Laremy Tunsil and Brandon Cooks from the people. All right, who do you hate? Who do you hate?
Hey,
somebody
listen.
That everybody loves? Who is somebody
yeah. that you... I speak for the unspoken when it comes to Scott Hansen. All right, there's a lot more of us out there.
It's not.
There are dozens.
A lot of people. I mean, honestly,
you hate David Robinson. You hate just like really nice people. Who do you?
Yeah, he was a little too bland. I hate.
Wow.
I sports hate probably like 95% of the leagues. If they're not on my teams, there's very few people I like on other teams. I'll say that. Hate might be too strong of a word. I guess just dislike.
Yeah, there are some strong ones. Like Marcus Smart is a real big one. Like personal ones for me. Jason Terry.
Oh, I like Jason.
Miles Simon. Those two.
What's the particular?
And really Mike Bibby. I was not familiar with Mike Bibby and ruined my life in 1997 in Birmingham, Alabama. When the Kansas Jayhawks were 34-1, and the only one loss they had was in triple overtime to those bastards from Missouri, and this person in the Sweet 16 of Mike Bibby I'd never heard of, and Jason Terry with them stupid socks just came in and ripped Jock Vaughn, Paul Pierce, Rafe LaFrance, Scott Pollard right out of my heart. I cried. I know my mom heard me yell the F-bomb, and she just let it go while I was in the seventh grade because she was as emotionally hurt as I was. Those are personal ones, kind of like the T.Y. Hilton ones. I know you got a clean sports hate.
Oh, well, I mean, somebody said Utah, and I very much – it's funny because the first name that comes to mind is Mehmet Okur, but I respected his game.
That's the first name that comes to mind.
You got
to
remember, Houston Rockets fan as a child, and that Utah Jazz – like the Utah Jazz constantly in the way, just in the way, in a way that they were not supposed to be. They weren't that good.
I get that.
But they were always in the way.
It was that? Was it
yes.
him? It was him that comes to mind?
Well, because...
Not Darren Williams?
Darren Williams is in there as well. Darren Williams is absolutely in there.
I mean, Mehmet Okur has got to be fourth or fifth on the list.
Still.
That's a personal thing.
Yes, correct. That's what I was saying. That's why when I went to hate, I was like him. Because at least I can maybe say I had, you know... some level of more respect for some of the other guys. It's just like, no, I just hate you.
Yeah.
And then one that comes in, I think I agree with 832 Derek Fisher.
Yeah. Matt Barnes too.
That's not sports hate, buddy.
That man drove. I mean,
22 hours.
It wasn't that long, man. It was. I think Oakland. It was the Bay Area down to L.A. He drove. What was he listening to?
Because he had to keep the anger up.
That's a good three. Like,
yeah.
What was he listening to? I mean, yes, he is. He was in your house, nailing your ex-wife with your kid there. But it was ex.
I mean, it was ex-wife. But at that point, like
his baby mother.
But what was he listening to keep himself at a 10 all the way down.
Was it absolutely nothing? Was he just in
he's
silence
just like screaming?
Or he's just screaming
at the dashboard?
Nah, not for 3 hours. Not for three.
How long do you think you can manage and maintain a particular hate if you not listen, if you just have no other stimuli? You think you just let it go after 90 minutes?
Yeah, Guy Gene hit him up repeatedly. That Crunk Juice album by Little John that had White Meat, like that, like right there. I feel like he was just... he had to been just going, just losing his mind till he pulled up at that front door and then just beat the hell out of Derek. It wasn't necessary, man.
And then Derek returned to go coach the Knicks.
and then the Sparks, too, I think. Didn't Derek Fisher, did he coach the L.A. Sparks?
Yes, and he, forgot and about he that. Might be the reason why Candace Parker didn't finish her career in L.A. He's just bad at things. Somebody said, see, this is the thing on the 713.
That's your dismount.
That's right. He's just bad at things. Correct. From the 713 that said, Karl Malone held Clyde when John made that shot. Utah cheated. Here's the thing. I don't hate Karl Malone.
Mine has moved towards sports.
I hate Karl Malone, 13, period.
13.
Correct. That's exactly the reason why.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 13, huh? What a jackass.
Mm-hmm.
More than that. All right. Again, please call in 713-572-4610. Figgy will set you up with dinners with Payne and Pendergast, In the Loop, The Drive, Area 45, and the latest one with Figgy and Brandon Scott. You can win bid to auction. What am I trying to say? You can.
Oh, yeah, that's 7 hours
right
there.
Place a bid.
That's 7 hours right there.
Place a bid in our auction. To win those prizes, those personal sit down stories, that ain't 7 hours, man. That can happen in the midst of just me, just going too fast. But you can have a chance to place a bid to win one of those prizes. You and another friend, and in the Figgy and B Scott one, you and three others will have a chance. You can have a dinner and many other prizes. We'll give you more info on that, but you can call in to Figgy and he will set you up if you need or want to jump on that higher bid, as well as texting in, as we've said throughout, to donate. Text Sports Radio 610, all one word, Sports Radio 610 to 71777 as we continue to try to climb the board. You guys have done an amazing job. We want to continue that as we are going through till 6 o'clock. I'm not even going to listen to this.
This is great sports hate. Break. It's so small. Jeff Hornacek rubbing his cheek during every damn free throw. Just shoot the ball. Like, that is just pure hatred because that's so small.
Yeah.
It's so small.
When I was young, man, his last name just cracked me up every time. Hornacek.
I tell you what.
Then they call him Horny is his nickname.
That's right.
Whenever I sit, someone's always texting about his daughter on the text line too. So that
what?
Became a,
yeah. I have never seen it. Is she
Jeff's nice? Daughter?
Jeff Hornacek's daughter, yeah.
Jeff
Hornacek's is that a thing?
About being an attractive lady.
Well, let's check it out.
Okay.
Reggie, Ron, Radiothon, we'll continue on as we roll through live right here on Sports Radio 610.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.